The Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 33, here on a Monday, can't trust that day. That's how we doing, bro. It's great to be here. Everybody, take a look at yourself. All right, whatever it is, bro. Maybe you've been up for 3 days. Maybe you ain't showered for 3 days. Maybe, you know, whatever the situation. Maybe you just jumped out of a relationship. Maybe you just did a bump of coke, bro. At the end of the day, one thing matters and one thing matters only. This is The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 33. How's everybody living out there, bro? I'm living great, bro. You know? We overdosed on caffeine this morning. You know, got rushed into the hospital. You know, they fucking was treating me for the caffeinated fucking shit. And they said, drink some water. And I was just like, all right, I'll drink some water. Yeah, bro. So we here chilling on a Monday. How's everybody living out there, bro? Man, you know, they Supreme Court, you know, 9-0 ruled that Donald Trump can be able to run for president in every 50 state. All right, great. It's a great look. It's a great look for... You know, it's a great look for the country. You know, I'll give you guys every criticism about Donald Trump that I will. You know, but my criticism comes from substance. You know, these leftists, they don't even know why they hate him. You know, these leftists are deranged. They got that TDS. You know, they got that Trump derangement syndrome. You know, when I tell you things about Trump, I come from a place of, you know, real substantial reasonings. You know, him telling people to drink Bud Light, him getting vaccinated, him telling people to get vaccinated and stuff like that. You know, abortion stuff, you know, but you know, the reality is, you know, a lot of these leftists, bro, you know, they're commies, bro. That's why they call this Commie-fornia. We coming to you live and direct from Commie-fornia. You know, I've said this before, you know, when you come into California from whatever border you coming in from, whether it be to Arizona or, you know, whatever, however you get into California, you know, the Oregon border, you know, there's a message that is amplified into your car when you're driving in, or maybe you're on the airplane. Maybe you're on the airplane and the girl says, "Welcome to California." Like that. And it's just like a real sadistic, like, sounding thing. You know, the irony is like, you know, if you drive from Oregon, the Oregon border, you know, up there at the top of Oregon and California border, you know, that is a rural America, bro. You know, I don't know if you guys knew that, bro. Yeah. You know, see, people got this idea of California that it's just a bunch of leftists, you know, just everywhere. And trust me, in the cities where I'm at right now, it is. But, you know, there's parts of California where it's rural. Rural America. You know, are you paying attention to what I'm about to say? You know, there was MSNBC. MSNBC is a far left network. Some people call it MSDNC because that's exactly what it is. When you have people like Joy Reid and Rachel, is that a dude? Maddow, you know, when you have the Morning Joe, you know, they get on their fucking radio, they get on their TV programs, and the first thing they do is they start talking bad about Republicans. Oh, Republicans are doing this, and Republicans are doing that. Yeah. They spend their time to talk about how triggered they are by Republicanism, you know. But anyways, on MSNBC, they said this past week, you know, they said, you know, the world white, like these people making it about race all the time, bro. You know, here's the thing about the rural America thing is there's people of all races in rural America. You know, like, there's Mexicans, I see Asians, Native Americans, you know. You know, you fuck around, you might find some black people. You go to Texas, you know, fools. I mean, yo, these people, these Democrat Party people are just fucking retards, bro. They're retards. So they said, you know, the white world, you know, the whites that live in rural America, you know, people that have ranches, people that have land, people that have stuff like that, you know, they are the biggest threat to democracy. You know, these liberals like always come up with some shit, you know, like who's the biggest threat to democracy? Oh, Donald Trump is the biggest threat to democracy. What's that faggot's name, bro? Yo, that's the faggot right there. Michael Moore. You know, he does all those documentaries. You know, he's just that fat fuck. He's that fat, obese fuck. And he was going on a rant for like 5-10 minutes talking about Palestinians. He was talking about Palestinians and Jews. And he said, he's like, Palestinians, you know, to the Jewish people, they are not your enemy. He was talking about Palestinians. Excuse me while I drink some water real quick. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good stuff. And if you're going to drink water, make sure you get the most expensive one. All right, so Michael Moore went on a fucking rant on MSNBC. I think it was over the weekend, bro. And he was talking about Palestinians and Jews. And he was speaking to Palestinian people. And he was talking, or he was speaking to Jewish people. And he was saying, Palestinians are not your enemy. And, you know, I mean, I kind of live in this very realistic, like, way of looking at things, of society. You know, when I tell you guys that Jews run the world and, you know, how Jews, you know, there's this percentage of conservative voters and Republicans who want to feel that they have to virtue signal, and that's exactly what they do to Israel. You know, because they have been basically told what to think, they've been told what to do, and you know, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was. You know, because you know, when prior to the October 7th, you know, the Israel thing, you know, I mean, there was a lot of people on the right that I really could align with, you know. I mean, we were anti-pharma, we were anti, you know, everything that's in the liberal agenda, but the October 7th came around and then people started believing the narrative, mostly boomers, people over 50 who consider them conservatives. And, you know, I just don't consider myself a conservative because conservatives are a bunch of faggots. That's right. You know, because they continue to echo war propaganda. They continue to do all these things. But when we look at the realistic reality, the reality of Jews, the reality of Zionists, the reality of the establishment, the reality of every big, powerful structure in America, whether it be the medical industry, whether it be pharma, whether it be the media industry, you know the shit, bro. I mean, you go down the list. You know, when we look at every powerful structure, which is, you know, ran by Jews, which is ran by leftists, which is, you know, which is their purpose there is to give power. You know, I hear these Jews talk about, oh, I'm gonna vote Republican because, you know, they're Republicans are down for, like, fighting against anti-Semitism. You know, just these dudes is faggots, bro. They push in the LGBTQ shit. They push in the anti-gun shit. They push in the open borders. You know, open borders in America is a Jewish idea? Because, see, Jews don't like white people, and they want to replace white people in society. That's a Jewish idea, okay? It's Jews, bro. You know, and I can only say these things on certain platforms. So you go on YouTube, they're like, oh no, that's hate speech. That's hate speech. You go on Twitter, X's, Elon don't want no one talking about Jews. Elon sucking Jew dick on a daily basis. We've talked about him on Friday. But, you know, when you hear Michael Moore, Michael Moore was over here on the fucking MSNBC over the weekend, and he was all talking about, oh, yeah, you know, Palestinians and Jews. Oh, you know what? The real threat to America and to society is not the Palestinians. We do not need to be fucking shaming the Palestinians. He was saying this on fucking MSNBC. And the dude that was on MSNBC was just sitting there like a little bitch. And he was just like, mm-hmm. He was nodding along with it. Okay? That's what he was doing. That's what they do. So, the dude on MSNBC was like, yo. Michael Moore was on MSNBC, and he was like, yeah, you know, the real threat is fucking white Christian nationalists. And, you know, they're doing their thing, and they're preaching their word, and they're doing all this. And you know what? This is going to happen when you have people like leftists, when you have these people who hate Jesus Christ, when you have people who, this is the reality. Okay, this is a very realistic view of people who are on the left. This is a very realistic. Now, why do people on the left feel this way? Because they don't like Jesus. Why don't they like Jesus? Because they hate Jesus is what really what it is. You know, when you look at these leftists at these rallies and shit like that, you know, they hate Jesus. Hey, geez, look at these transgenders. Do you ever see these transgenders people at their rallies that they do when they go to Klan Karenhood? I heard a word today, Klan Karenhood, and I just cannot stop laughing at that shit, bro. I can't stop laughing at that shit. You know, so, you know, I mean, that's Michael Moore, and that's the left wing, and that's Jews, and, you know, as long as people want to fucking live in fantasy land where they live in this whole, like, oh, I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to go off what the Bible tells me about Israel, and then I'm just going to apply that to life in 2024, because that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to pretend that Jews don't run, like, every powerful structure in America that I'm supposed to oppose as a conservative. This is how conservatives, this is how they are, okay? They live in fantasy land. They live in pretend world. They live in, like, oh, I'm not going to pretend like the LGBTQ, you know, everything that I oppose. This is Conservative Inc., okay? This is Conservative Inc., which I am not part of. I am part of Slideshow Inc. Actually, I'm not incorporated with the Slideshow. But you understand what I'm saying. So, Michael Moore says shit like this. Okay. You know, I mean, shit, imagine if they said that shit about Jewish people. Imagine if they said Jewish people were the biggest threat to society. Imagine if they said Muslims were the biggest threat to society. I don't know, maybe a few Jews down the line have said that. But the amount of disrespect, the amount of disregard, and this is what America was basically built off of, was Jesus Christ and Christian values. You know, that's why I say conservatism and Christian values kind of run parallel. Because, you know, it's a lot of the same ideas here. You know, right versus wrong. You know, the conservative values as far as, you know, families. You know, God. You know, like just if you look at what is in Christian values and you look at what's in conservative values, they run parallel. You know? So, yeah, Michael Moore said that shit, bro. He's over here disrespecting Christians. And, you know, people want to continue to bend their, you know, bend over backwards for Israel. And this is something that needs to be fucking, it's so retarded. You know, like, you show me a politician, a Republican politician, that has and it's funny because, you know, I see Tina Forte. Yo, I'm Tina Forte. Yo, I'm Tina Forte from Long Island. And I just want to say that, you know, she's this chick that was on the internet. She was on the internet and she was doing all the influencer shit, bro. She went from grifter to politician. It's a great transition. What's the chick's name out here in the Bay Area? Denise Aguilar. You know, hey, everybody, I'm Denise Aguilar, and I'm running for office. Give me your money now. You know, Tina Forte, You know, Israel is our greatest ally. I was looking on her feed this morning. Yeah. People are fucking bought and... Bro, I don't even know if she's bought and paid, but see, what it is if they're not bought and paid, they're controlled. They're controlled by their political party.
Hey, I'm Tina Forte, and I just want to say that everybody needs to stand with Israel because they're our greatest ally.
The fuck out of here, bro. You know? These people are fucking controlled. They don't realize what the fuck they're saying. They don't even realize how they're saying it, bro. You know, Rob Reiner said the same thing about Christian nationalism. You know, and all these people are want to fucking, you know, it is what it is. You know, the problem with America is this. Is a lot of people... the liberal indoctrination will always rescue the normies. Okay? The liberal indoctrination will always rescue the normies. Because there's going to be times when normies are given information, maybe they're given a viewpoint, maybe they're given a take, where they start to say to themselves, like, oh, wow, you know, maybe I should become a Republican. Or maybe I should be someone with considers myself someone who has conservative values. But the liberal indoctrination will always rescue them from those thoughts of going right. The liberal indoctrination will pull them back and say, you know what, you bitch, you better not turn into no Republican, because everything that we're going to give you on a day-to-day basis is going to be right, or it's going to be left wing. Okay? Now let me give you an example of what I mean by that. People's like, what are you talking about, slut? What are you talking about? This is what I'm talking about right here. I'm gonna tell you guys what I'm talking about. We over here chilling the Slash Show season 20, episode 33. Alright, so when you look at the Republican Party / conservative platform, you know, I mean, there's a lot of blue-collar workers. There's a lot of good people out there in America. You know, people who are all about the working class. You know, people that have jobs where they're making lots of money. You know, the working class. You know, people like myself.
You see this tie?
You know, the working class should be aligning with the Republican Party. Now, the Republican Party is a joke. And this is where they fail. Families, okay? Dad in the house, mom in the house. There are a lot of families in America. Unfortunately, the people out there do not associate hard work, the working class, families, and God is also not associated with the Republican Party. They're not associating these things. See, people who believe in God, people who believe in Christ, people who go to church every Sunday, these people do not associate hard work, family life, family culture, okay, because there's a lot of families out there, bro, right? There's a lot of families. I know families from the town that I grew up in. It was a small town. It still is somewhat of a small town. These people do not associate hard work, you know, their 50-an-hour job, family culture, and God. They do not associate these things with the Republican Party. And the reason why they don't is because maybe they might think about it. They might think about it. They might say to themselves, you know what? You know, leftists are all about fucking handouts and shit, right? And, you know, leftists are all about, you know, getting socialism. And we might be, you know, that's the opposite of someone who was in the working class. But when you look at society, when you look at every corner of the indoctrination, whether it's happening at your child's school, whether it's happening through the music that you consume, whether it's happening through the movies that you watch, whether it's happening through the sports that you love, whether it's on every commercial, whether it's happening, I mean, even the churches, bro. The churches are you know, they're liberal. They're liberal. You know, that like that's the thing about it. You know, you go to church, you know, they say Roe v. Wade passed. Oh, what's going on? You know, abortions and, you know, is this, is, you know, what are we doing? Are the churches, are the churches in the community? Are the churches, okay, the people that you give money to every Sunday, are these people in the community? Are they fighting against the child trafficking that is really being propped up by the Republican Party? You know, the Republican Party is very outspoken on child trafficking. You know, they've turned that into a right-left issue. Obviously, you know, liberals don't really like talking about it because they're controlled by their party. You know, are the churches, you know, like, are they at the schools? Are they opposing the transgenderism? Are they imposing indoctrination? Are they opposing drag queen story hours taking place? Are they? No, they're not doing any of that. Okay, so not only is the indoctrination happening outside of church, it's actually happening inside of church because they're allowing it to happen. The whole society, the whole, when we talk about normies and we talk about all these things, like, these people are all fucking like indoctrinated by liberal ideas, liberal culture, liberal concepts, liberal fucking agendas. And that's why Republicans are shamed the way they're shamed. You know? And it's unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate that people cannot connect the dots. The only people that are really connecting the dots, I think, are who are like really, really passionate about these things. If you're really, really passionate about Christ, like really passionate. I'm not talking about surface level Christians. Okay, there's people who go to church on Sundays and say, oh, I'm feeling great about myself. I went to church today. And then you get on the parking lot and then you're cussing people out. No. The people who are really, really passionate about abortion, the people who are really, really passionate about the Second Amendment, people who are really, really passionate, these are the people that you're seeing that are like saying to themselves, you know what? I'm not a liberal. I'm obviously a Republican. I'm a conservative. Who cares? You know, but most people in this country, in America, are just indoctrinated, bro. Everybody is indoctrinated. No one is thinking for themselves. And that's why I live in a place where, you know, there's just too much indoctrination, bro. Man, it's unfortunate though, bro, because, you know, you got a lot of people out there that are just following along with whatever mainstream media is telling them. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, Trump is going to be able to run for, you know, Colorado, and these people are fucking communists, bro. There's no progressiveness. There's no progressive. It's just commie shit. It's just commie shit, bro. Out here in California right now, there's a Senate thing going on. You know, you got fucking Steve Garvey, who's a former Los Angeles, Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, pitcher, and, you know, he's up there right now in the polls. He's actually neck and neck with Adam Schiff. And the other two candidates, Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, are just like not, you know, they're not doing nothing. You know, Barbara Lee was like, I'm going to give everybody $50 minimum wage. Okay, you got a 9.1. You're pulling in a 9.1. I think Katie Porter was the other one. She's pulling in like 18 or something. And then, so right now it's like neck and neck, Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff for the United States Senate. You know, there's because of Dianne Feinstein, you know, checking out, you know, they have this new seat that they got to fill. And Garvey is right there, neck and neck. So it's the primary. So I believe the way it works is the top two will advance, and then, you know, we'll have the election in November, whatever. Which is interesting that Garvey is a Republican and he is right there with Adam Schiff. Now, not surprising. You know, there are Republicans in California. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, there's a lot of Republicans in California, matter of fact. You know, like I've said, that a lot of the, you know, when you see these things that are happening in big cities, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, you know, San Jose, you know, there is a lot of Democrat far left behavior and actions that happen, whether it be the mask mandates, whether it be, you know, vaccines and all that. But, you know, there's a big state here, bro. anything from rural America, you know, up north. You know, they wanted to make a new state called the State of Jefferson. You know, there's the whole Northern California up. If you look at the California map, you know, there's a whole part of California, and you know, they do not like Newsom. They are Republicans. They are conservatives. They are law-abiding gun owners. They are, you know, so you know, there's a lot of Republicans that are in California. Now, you know, when the Gavin Newsom recall was happening in 2022, you know, it was unfortunate because, you know, we are trying to, as we being, you know, conservatives, actual conservatives, I do consider myself an actual conservative, you know, not someone who just follows along with Israel narratives and, you know, all that. But, you know, when we look at, you know, when we look at, there are a lot of people who are fighting against the gender ideology stuff, you know, who did fight against the vaccine cards, who did fight against mask mandates. You know, I mean, I was going into stores without a fucking mask on, bro. These fucking faggots out here in California, these liberal fucking bitches that run all these stores. I remember the first time I did it, me and my son went into this shopping mall. And this was like in 2021 when people were still like well masked up. I didn't go into no stores in 2020 because I was like, all right, I'm not going to fucking do this shit. But there was a point in 2021 where I was like, you know what? We have to go into this store because my son needs some new Vans. So went into this store called Zoomies. They sell Vans there. And it was like the first store that we saw that had Vans. And, you know, I just didn't wear a mask. You know, and these fucking liberals out here, you know, the liberal in California, you know, they just assume that everybody thinks like them. And then when you come and you realize that, you know, it's very shocking to them, you know, because they're just so indoctrinated. They're so brainwashed into thinking that everybody thinks like them. You know, that's how liberals in California are. So if you hit a liberal with some conservative ideas or conservative thoughts, it's like so weird to them. Like, they're like, what do you mean? You know, and 100%. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, what we've talked about as far as like liberal indoctrination is a lot of people don't even realize what their party is about. You know, I see a lot of black people opposing the legal alien situation in America, and they don't even realize what their party is about. See, people don't take time to research what their political party is about. Okay, so black people who are Democrats, you know, they don't take time to fucking research. Mexican people who are Democrats, they don't take time to research what their party is about. What they're going to find out is it's not something that they probably would agree with. Okay? See, what it is they've just been brainwashed. Just like the masks, just like the vaccines, just like everything. And that's how the mainstream media is able to do what the mainstream media is do. You know, but, you know, getting back on this whole Steve Garvey thing, fucking, he's like right there with Adam Schiff, you know, so there's, and the polls are like, a lot of people have different like ideas about polls, you know, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't think they're all that off. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't trust them. You know, the polls are the polls, all right? You know, I this is what I know about the polls. In every poll that Trump recently lost to Nikki Haley in D.C., you know, but we're not worried about that. I mean, we're talking about South Carolina. You know, we're talking about all the polls where Trump won against DeSantis and, you know, all these, you know, primary elections and stuff like that. Like, they were pretty accurate to what Trump actually pulled in. So, you know, whether you agree with polls, whether you hate polls, the polls are the polls. And the polls right now are saying that Steve Garvey is trailing Adam Schiff by a very close margin. Like, I think it's like by 5%. I think Adam Schiff has like 25, and I think Steve Garvey has like 20. And it's like, you know, when we look at this, you know, when we look at boomers, you know, boomer Republicans, people who are over the age of 50, 60, and these people who watch the news every day, my parents are boomers, they don't know about citizen journalism. They don't know about independent journalists. They don't know about people like, you know, my mom watches my shows, but that's a whole different topic, you know, you know, but they really don't know about this stuff. You know, they don't know about memes and, you know, I mean, you're talking about 50, 60 years old. Bro, I saw this boomer today. He was driving in his truck and he was on his phone like this. He was like, yo, I'm talking and I'm fucking driving right now. It's like, bro, you know, boomers, bro. They got the flip phone still. But let me just say this about boomer Republicans and elections. There is a correlation between fake war propaganda, October 7th, Israel, Palestine, you know, evil terrorists. You know, this is basically how Bush was elected. You know, they use wartime to get elected. And boomers are so like, I want to say, you know, and this is like something that happens on the right and the left, you know, where people get sucked into, you know, when there's a war going on. I don't know, like it just drives boomers to like go straight to the voting booth. And they're like, yo, we need to, you know, anybody who's opposing these evil terrorists, you know, and that's playing a huge part in why Steve Garvey is polling the way he's polling right now, is because, you know, when you see propaganda and you see this whole October 7th and, oh yeah, you know, and we're trying to, you know, fight against these terrorists, you know, those type of things drive boomers to the poll, to the election booth. And you know, that's what it is. There are a lot of boomers in California who are like Republicans. And you know, Steve Garvey, if they escalate this war more, you know, this Hamas thing, this Israel thing, you know, you're gonna see Republicans, you know, you're gonna see Republicans pop up. And all they got to do is campaign on that and that only. All they got to do is get on their fucking podiums or their lecterns, as they say, and they got to say, hey, yeah, you know, Israel's our greatest ally, and you know, we're here to fight against the terrorists, and you know, boomers are gonna just be like, doop 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 doop, and they're gonna vote for them. That's exactly what's happening right now, and that's my theory about why Steve Garvey is polling the way he's polling. I really feel like he's probably somewhere along the lines saying shit about Hamas, and you know, he's doing all that. I'm not a proponent of war, but that would be one way to get Republicans elected. Now, as far as Steve Garvey goes, you know, I don't know his positions. What I do know about the California GOP is they're all like part of the problem. See, this goes back to what I've said in previous weeks, previous shows, is that all these politicians are bought and paid. That's why you can't look at Steve Garvey for polling the way he's polling and then jump on the Steve Garvey train, because I mean, it's not one of these things. Like, you know, you're not going to have a Trump 2016 ever again. You know, people see Republicans, you know, like Steve Garvey, and they think that they're going to be in a situation where, oh, he's going to be one of us. No, there is no one of you. See, that's what people need to understand. There is no one of you. There is not a single politician that is going to be allowed to be in a Senate seat, a Congress seat, presidents, whatever. Who is you? Who is someone that thinks like you? Someone that says, oh yeah, we need to get rid of these. No, they're all rhinos. They just ain't showed you it. They're bro. There is no one that is one of you. There is no one that, you know, people got this fantasy idea. Oh, well, maybe he's like gonna be a different type. No. No. They're all bond paid, bro. Either they're not bond paid by Israel, they're bond paid by China, you know. They're gonna fucking go along with the party's fucking agenda, because if they don't, then they're gonna fucking get axed to fucking out the situation. You know, if they don't, then they're gonna turn into fucking George Santos and shit. You know? You go against the party, what the party was, and right now, when I look at Mike Pompeo, okay, former Trump guy, you know, was in the Trump administration, you know, over here talking about, oh yeah, I just wanna let everybody know Israel is our biggest ally. Get the fuck out of here, bro. These neocons need to shut the fuck up. So, Garvey. Hey, you know what? Look, okay. So, we talk about California Senate, right? We talk about California Senate. Garvey is in the California Senate. Garvey is part of the California GOP. Just off that alone, bro, he's bought and paid. He can't go outside. He can't go outside of what the California GOP has already said. California GOP are a bunch of fucking bitches. All right? This is Kevin McCarthy's fucking people. This is fucking Matt Shoup. Matt Shoup was part of the California or the Contra Costa County GOP. This guy was in fucking Ukraine colors, virtue signaling on the news saying we want to send money to Ukraine. The only reason why Garvey is polling the way he's polling right now is because there's probably some Israel shit that is probably in... Don't get me wrong. It's refreshing to see a Republican right there neck and neck with Adam Schiff, who is a degenerate liberal. But the California GOP is fucking bought and paid, bro. They're so fucking, they've made public announcements, they've made public statements, they've done a lot. You cannot find one California GOP representative, whether it be Kevin Kiley, the one that was kind of, about her, Menendez, what was it, Lizette, or I forget her name. You know, she was kind of pushing against Newsom. Kevin Kiley, no. So really what it comes down to is people who are... So let's say it is Garvey, right? Let's say... And this is gonna really fucking piss people off in California. This is going to really piss people off. Because, you know, like... See, like I've said, if you expect these people... If you expect them to be rhinos... When they show you that they're rhinos, when they show you that they're just fucking part of the Juna party, when they show you that they're not really like trying to be conservative values and, you know, Republican values and Christian value type people, when they show you that they're not trying to do that, it's not going to surprise you. You could just be like, oh, okay, I already understand the situation. Because in 2022, when Brian Daly was running against Newsom, okay? When Brian Daly was running against Newsom, what did California GO... Okay, for those of you... Let me back up. Let me back up just so we can get this into perspective. There is a lot of people from California who follow me. There's a lot of people who watch this shit who are from California. So I'm giving you guys the facts, okay? I'm giving you guys the facts. People out of state... Like, yo, what the fuck? At the end of the day, it doesn't really fucking matter. It's my show. I do whatever the fuck I want to do. But here's the reality about California Republicans. In 2022, Gavin Newsom, after everything that he pulled during 2020, 2021, you know, he was on fucking the news. They got him at the fucking French Laundry, which is a upscale, you know, diner with all these fucking Jews and all these politicians and all these fucking people. And they were going to fucking recall him. And it was like a very strong, like, it was the, as far as what I saw, and they chose Brian Daly. Brian Daly. He was a horrible idea. He's bought and paid. He's all part of the Republican establishment in America. The California GOP does not give a fuck. They didn't fucking campaign. It was known that Brian Daly was running against Newsom, but they didn't fucking campaign. You didn't see them anywhere in blue cities. You know, I mean, really, that's what you need to do if you're campaigning, and Trump does that, you know, do it. Like, why is it so hard for fucking Republicans to campaign in blue cities? Like, you know, like these fucking people were like all in fucking rural America. You cannot campaign to people who are going to vote for you. You got to go to San Francisco and tell people, hey, everybody, hey, check it out. I'm a Republican, and you know what Republicans are for? We're all about God. We're all about hard work. Do you realize how many people live in big cities that actually are the working class? It's a lot. And the surrounding areas. You know? But see, these people like Brian Daly, and they're just bought and paid. See, they're part of the establishment. They're part of the Juna Party or the Una Party. You know, they don't care about making any change because they're all getting their pockets fucking laced. So, as far as Steve Garvey goes, because it seems like he's going to be the guy moving on with Adam Schiff. It's going to be him and that's great. What you need to ask Steve Garvey is just general, when they'll probably do a debate and all that. You know, I don't know if they will or whatever the situation may be. But just ask him general questions. General, you know, and that's where it's going to, that with me, you know, just me being me and you know, just like my view of like politicians. See, I don't fuck with politicians because politicians want to, you know, they don't really care. They just care about getting votes. So if you ask Steve Garvey about like the abortion issue, what's he going to say? Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to say. You know, anybody who's following along, you understand. I mean, Trump has already said that Ron DeSantis, you know, the 6-month abortion, you know, was a bad idea. All of them. Start asking Steve Garvey. So you got to ask Steve Garvey. I just want to know where he stands. Hey, I might be wrong. And I hope I am. You know? I hope I am. You cannot be a politician and you cannot make you cannot have your campaign stances be to appease liberals. There should be two parties. There should be Democrats and there should be Republicans. Republicans need to stand on firm values. Firm values is not do what Trump does. See, what Trump does is he brings in all these fucking weirdos. He brings in a bunch of criminal looking motherfuckers, you know, oh yeah, Trump Latinos, and yeah. You know, he props up people like Caitlyn Jenner. If you're a Republican, okay, it doesn't matter if you're in California or whatever the fuck. If you're a Republican, you need to stick with conservative values, you need to do all that shit. And unfortunately, people are so, like, in a way, I would say conservative and Republican, like, you know, advisors are kind of like, I don't know, like, kind of brainwashed to a degree because they feel like they have to move left. And Ron DeSantis doesn't move left. Ron DeSantis has been very firm on, you know, I'm trying to really understand this. Like, you know, Ron DeSantis has really, really always kind of just kept it very solid and all that. And, If you move left, you're just going to give the liberals what they want. Trump is moving left. There's a lot of Republicans that are moving left. And you move left, you get called a rhino. You expose yourself as a rhino. And it's unfortunate. So I would like to know what Steve Garvey thinks about abortion. You know, I would like to know what Steve Garvey feels about drag queen story hours. I would like to know what Steve Garvey feels about the Second Amendment. I would like to know what Steve Garvey feels about, you know, the Hamas. Well, we already know. See, it doesn't really matter because, you know, big and small, you know, all these politicians on the Republican side are if they're not bought and paid, they're controlled by the party. So we already know he's gonna be giving us like, oh yeah, Israel's are, you know. But I mean there's other things that need to be at that he would have to respond. And I'm gonna tell you right now, anybody who's like putting like all their fucking eggs in a basket on Steve Garvey, I would not. You will get disappointed, and you will get disappointed horribly. That's just the way it is, bro. All these fucking people are bought and paid, and if they're not bought and paid, they're just gonna stand in line. And that's why politicians are a bunch of faggots to me. And I really don't give a fuck about politicians. What I do care about, as a you know, someone who does this, someone who's like in America, someone who's reporting on things going on, I like good policy getting passed, and I like bad policy getting terminated. And that's it. Anybody else? Anything else, whether it be theater, whether it be this, oh yeah, this person said he's going to do this, this politician, it's all bullshit. It's all fucking phony bullshit. It's all political correct bullshit. All right? The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 33. Hey, you know, in 3 days, I turned 39 years old. Just thought I'd put that out there. All right, The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 33. God bless everybody out there, and I'll check you guys on the next one.